I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, February 23rd, 2020. At number 10, the Carroll Community School District Board of Education has approved their 2020-21 school year calendar. Classes will begin August 25th and dismissal will be May 25th. Due to some interesting state regulations, Carroll and Kemper will need to share a graduation date. Kemper currently working on approving their calendar, but the graduation date will be May 23rd. At number 9, only minor damages resulting from a two-vehicle collision Tuesday in Carroll. When it comes to car accidents, I always encourage you to check out 1380kcim.com to take a peek at those. At number 8, a business owner, associates, and 10 companies must pay restitution and have been banned from operating in Iowa. That comes from the Iowa Attorney General's office in regards to Alfonso Al Barnum of Davenport and his associates for fraudulent business practices. At number 7, a Carroll man was indicted Wednesday on drug trafficking charges. That stems from an incident on February 12th. Shaquille Allen Clampy has been charged with one count of possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, a Class D felony. At number 6, a Carroll woman has been arrested for allegedly harboring a fugitive. That woman, Passion Faint of Carroll, she repeatedly told authorities she did not have Diamante Hunter at her apartment. Eventually, Hunter was arrested at her place and she was subsequently charged. Hunter was wanted for absconding from parole. At number 5, Jefferson authorities are investigating a claim that a man was assaulted and held against his will for several days. They are investigating that claim, but no other details on the suspect or suspects have been made available. At number 4, one accident and a couple of local arrests reported over the weekend. As I always say, when it comes to accidents, be sure to check out 1380kcim.com. But the notable arrest was for Calvin Keith Keenest. He has been arrested for third-degree sexual abuse. Authorities allege that 18-year-old Keenest had sexual contact with a 13-year-old victim in June of 2019. Number 3, a former Denison dealership owner accused of fraud was sentenced to probation on Tuesday. That dealership owner, Bob Adams from Adams Motor Company, he originally faced 16 criminal charges. He pled guilty to only one and was sentenced to 3 years of probation. He was also granted a deferred judgment, meaning court records regarding the case will be expunged if he successfully completes that probation. And number 2, a Coon Rapids woman was taken into custody on Greene County drug charges on Wednesday. Those stem from a traffic stop in Grand Junction earlier this month. The suspect in that case, 22-year-old Whitney Campbell Perez, she has been charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, as well as possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her two passengers during that stop, 24-year-old Joshua Bloomberg of Coon Rapids, as well as 20-year-old Dakota Barrett of Grand Junction, have also been charged. Then our top story from the past week, the cause of death in a Lakeview investigation is still unknown, but the victim has been identified. According to Lakeview Chief of Police Royce Kimmon, they were called to a home in the 100 block of Blossom Street at approximately 6 a.m. on Tuesday to locate the deceased male subject. That was a 43-year-old James Wesley Cooper of Fort Dodge. The cause of death still pending return of results from the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.